News. Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders question President Ezilema against using tribe in constitutional amendment process debate. Foreign Affairs Ministry dismisses claims of politically motivated SIAC mission. And Tanzania cancels Independence Day celebrations after election and arrest.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Some stakeholders have raised concern over President Agayinde Ichilema's decision to invoke tribal sentiments while defending the controversial constitution amendment review process, arguing that the approach diverts attention from the substance of the debate. During a press briefing earlier today, President Ichilema accused the Oasis Forum and sections of the church of having ulterior motives in their opposition to Bill 7, alleging that their criticism stemmed from personal dislike rather than genuine constitutional concerns. However, Southern Africa Center for the Reconstructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says that the President's tone and the framing were inappropriate. Mr. Muyunda said that his remarks come across as undemocratic and suggest an unwillingness to accommodate dissenting views.
So I think the best way to engage is to show each other the advantages and the disadvantages. So the president, what he needed to do was to bring out the justification why he thinks the process is justifiable now, as opposed to the previous one, which was recorded, why he thinks the content itself is justifiable, and also throw it back to the people to say, let what the people say be reflected in the report, then we can discuss whether we captured what people wanted to say or not. So, all in all and in summary, we think that the president should have not issued such statements because now people are looking at, is he a Democrat or is trying to force people to think the way he thinks?
Meanwhile, Citizens First leader Harry Kalava described the president's repeated references to tribe whenever criticized as regrettable. Mr. Kalava says that such statements only distract from political governance issues being raised at risk, inflaming unnecessary tensions.
About this matter, and he wants to divert attention from what is substantive to what is immaterial. They are people from every other region that have risen against this issue of Bill 7. What is he to say about those from Southern Province, those from Western Province, those from Northwestern Province, those from Central, who have all risen up and said they don't want Bill 7? What will he say? Because he found a scapegoat of wanting to use tribe. Every time you criticize him, he wants to use politics of tribe.
Meanwhile, economic freedom fighters, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda, has charged that Zambians have seen through what he described as the government's empty rhetoric, marked by broken premises, a rising cost of living, and constitutional betrayal. Government has revealed that more than 15,000 employers were sanctioned between 2020 and 2024 for failing to remit their statutory obligations on behalf of their employees. Labour and Social Services Minister Brenda Tambatamba told Parliament this afternoon that affected employers were found guilty of neglecting their legal responsibility to remit mandatory contributions. Ms. Tambatamba said that government has intensified enforcement measures to ensure employers across the country comply with the statutory requirements. She acknowledged that some employers continue to default on obligations, but assured the House that government is doing everything possible to promote adherence to the labour laws.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, remains committed to safeguarding the sustainability of the National Pension Scheme by ensuring full compliance with the National Pension Scheme Act No. 40 of 1996. To this effect, the authority has implemented a comprehensive compliance framework covering registration, submission of returns, remittance of contributions, and accurate reporting by employers.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has dismissed assertions that the forthcoming mission by the SADC Electoral Advisory Council, SEAC, is in response to a complaint filed by a political party or individual. This follows claims by the Patriotic Front PF that SEAC is in the country to investigate what the party described as a decline in Zambia's democratic credentials. The minister has clarified that the visit is part of the SEAC's routine rescheduled engagements conducted across all SADC member states. Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Aimbe explained that under the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections of 2021, SEAC is mandated to undertake post-election assessments after every election cycle. Mr. Aimbe says that the evaluation amounts to review progress in implementation of recommendations previously issued by SADC electoral observation missions and to provide technical support aimed at strengthening electoral systems. He noted that the SEAC last conducted a virtual post-election review for Zambia in May 2021 when COVID-19 restrictions limited physical engagement. Mr. Aimbe emphasized that Zambia's participation in SEAC assessment processes is in line with its regional commitment to promoting democratic consolidation. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development has revealed that 127 councils have failed to electrify public institutions under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, despite receiving 1 million kwacha each for the exercise. A total of 151 councils signed Memorandum of Understandings, MOUs, with the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, to rectify at least 5 public institutions per constituency at a total cost of 1 million kwacha. However, delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this afternoon, Local Government and Development Minister Gift Sialuvalo said that the majority of councils have not commenced any works due to various challenges. Mr. Sialuvalo explained that in many constituencies, the 1 million kwacha allocation is insufficient, particularly in areas with difficult road terrain, which has pushed up project costs.
Electrification in some constituencies demands much more than 1 million kwacha given the high cost of energy infrastructure projects. Because of competing needs, these constituencies were unable to allocate beyond 1 million kwacha, and therefore projects could not be implemented. Madam Speaker, to address this challenge, REA, in collaboration with the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, is considering the implementation of bulk procurement for solar systems. These systems will be installed in public facilities across all the 127 constituencies that have not yet utilized their 2023-2024 Constituency Development Fund allocation of 1 million kwacha.
And now, business news.
Economic researcher Dr. David Mwansa has called on the government to draw lessons from global economy leaders such as the United States and China by allocating dedicated resources towards research and developing R&D as part of Zambia's post-recovery strategy. Currently, Zambia does not have a specific national budget line for R&D, with public expenditure largely focused on social sectors such as education and health. Dr. Mansa has recommended that at least 10% of the annual road sector work plan can be reserved for R&D activities. He argues that such investment would accelerate innovation and help the country's transition from exporting raw materials to producing finished goods.
How much is the GDP for Africa collectively for other countries? We're just talking about research and development. And that translates to around about $497 billion per annum. That is the budget for China for research and development. How can China possibly fail? The USA is the biggest funder for research and development in the world. Their annual budget for research is around about $940 billion per annum. These are huge figures. But we should not be surprised why these countries are actually in front of innovation.
We'll take a break. We do have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Tanzania has cancelled next month's Independence Day celebrations with the funds that will be instead spent on rebuilding infrastructure damaged in recent election and arrest, Prime Minister Mwigulu Nchemba has said. His announcement comes as the opposition and others have been calling for people to gather on Independence Day, the 9th of December, to demonstrate about killing that took place.